This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. On the air, in the air, over the air, through the air, to Grandma's House We Go. It's last Monday of March, March 30th, tomorrow's last day of March, and what a March it has been. Oh, what it would be, but if we had a normal March, like lots of snow, or...
You know what I saw someone say yesterday? That this is what? The same month that Mayor Pete dropped out of the presidential race, and I said, what?
Wait, what? That sounds like a year ago.
How could that have been the
Super
same
Tuesday.
Month?
I know. Yeah. Wow. It does seem like, doesn't it? That's really amazing. That's good perspective. That's Kara Schillen's voice. And then you heard wow from Victoria Keelan. And Jennifer said, ooh. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The trick is to remember that all times are in the moment. Today is today. That was a very good example, something that happened. It seemed like only yesterday. Well, actually, it seems like a long time ago. But right now is what we're focused on, and the information to help you clarify things. There always seems to be a little disconnect or a disconcert from people that think it's one way or another way. What are the truths? What are the facts? Not what are the truths? Because we all have our own truths. I am more dedicated than ever to not making this a discussion about things that we can't do anything about, i.e. blaming one side or the other. That's for somebody else if they want to waste their time doing that. It's not productive, doesn't do anything. It's not one person's fault. I don't even know what, at this point, if we want to assess fault, the Chinese government and the people who are responsible for letting this thing go, people are talking about numbers, and I said quite sternly yesterday on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, to a lady who's a friend of mine, used to be on this program. She's trying to underscore that we have more people here who have contracted this disease than the Chinese. And I pointed out to her that that wasn't true at all. The numbers that have come from the Chinese are like everything else that come from the Chinese government, a big lie.
And I also think that, to your point, that doesn't even matter anymore.
No, it doesn't.
That's in the rear view.
So does it matter then, Victoria, Jennifer, that Fauci says that a couple hundred thousand people will die from the coronavirus?
Yeah, absolutely matters.
It's got to scare people a little. Them up a little.
But if you listen to the coronavirus task force briefing, which, again, that gets political and people are like, I don't want to hear that anymore. But I think there's such good information in there. And if you look at the headline is 100,000 to 200,000 people could die from this. But if you listen to him, he says these are model projections. We're taking steps to try to prevent that. That's why we're doing all of these extreme actions so that we don't get to that point. So
right.
I think it's important to listen to that and know.
Devil in the details.
Right. And in fact, they were saying yesterday that had they not taken these numbers, that the number could have been 2.5 million. So they've already pushed the model projections down by people taking all of this action, by the country taking this action. So I think it's important to put everything into context.
Right.
But it's also important for all the jackholes who are still walking around in large groups. They're not social distancing. They're not taking any precautions. I live on the Jersey Shore. They've had to shut down all the boardwalks because everyone's congregating on the boardwalk. Yeah, it's like it's
that in L.A. too.
There's no common sense. Was this like this? Has there always been this lack, or is it worse lack of common sense?
I don't know.
There are a lot of people who need a lot of help from a lot of folks. So if you want to individually help somebody, whether you know this person or you don't know, give blood. The blood needs, and there are all kinds of incentives. I just got a note from American Airlines. I can get points if I, that isn't my motivation, but maybe it'll motivate somebody to give some blood. The need for blood.
That is weird.
Frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, right. Well, but it's a way to get people's attention, Jennifer. Anyway, give blood. Are all of us? I'm going to figure out how to do it. I think as soon as we get off the air today, I'm going to figure out whether I have to go to the hospital. You have to make an appointment to do it. When you find out or figure out how you're going to do it, you call the Red Cross. They're not my favorite.
I would do it if there was a blood mobile that came by, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I have asthma. I'm not, and I get lung issues all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere near a hospital.
Well, for those who can and those who will and those who want to, then there is a way to do it. You just need to figure out how to do it.
It's interesting you bring it up. Jeff was telling me over the weekend, he's like, I'm making an appointment to donate blood this week.
Yeah.
He does it a lot.
Make an appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I haven't given blood for a long time.
You know, I looked over the weekend because there's a center literally 2 minutes down the road from my apartment, and I was looking, and they only have, like, one day a week that you can make appointments. It was booked up for the next, like, however many weeks, which is a good thing. That means a lot of people have signed up, and now I've got to find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, right. These numbers are increasing pretty much everywhere across the country. You might expect in the middle of the country, not so bad, but it might get, again, we're exercising foolishness in terms of might, may, probably, whatever. The facts are in Massachusetts over the weekend, there was a 16% increase in the number of cases here. And in the town that I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, the number of people, there are two people who have died, the number of cases, because this is a cosmopolitan sort of midway. This is kind of like midway between Boston and Worcester. Traveling, there are a lot of companies that are headquartered here. There's a lot of traffic that is not accounted for, i.e. the census is around. The census says there are about 70,000 people that live here. What we're finding out now is there are another 30,000 people that aren't accounted for that live in this community, and they are in and out, and you know, it doesn't make any difference what your background is, what your religion is, what your race is. It doesn't make any difference. If you are wandering around and you are close in proximity to somebody who's had this, your chances of getting it are pretty good. And then you passing it along to other people, also pretty good. It's just damned irresponsible for people to think it's selfish. Thinking.
It
four
is.
More people have died in Massachusetts in the last 24 hours. There are 5,000 cases here, which seems rather a large number for the size of the state. Meanwhile, New York City and New York State continue to have the largest numbers. I don't know, again, they're not so concerned about numbers. What are the people who are in charge? What are people getting better, Victoria, about staying home and not congregating? Are they getting better about providing testing? Better.
Yes.
Dr. Ken is going to present us with a report later on about that. The Z-Pak and the combination of Z-Pak and
yeah, they are
malaria.
Testing that in some hospitals. They're testing that
they've
in New
tested
York.
It,
I think they did it 1,200. Yeah, 1,200
yes.
Prescriptions this weekend, right?
Well, they did. The people who have there only has anybody that's been put on it. Now, whether it's in France, Europe, mostly in France is where the study started, but here have survived. One person, I think, in France out of the 86 that were in the first round died. So it's a pretty strong number.
You know, we hope that it works.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate because it's still in trial, so they're picking and choosing who gets to take it. So, you know, Lewis's grandmother did not qualify for it last week before she passed away from it. So,
they're probably looking at people that do have, you know, issues. And if chance of survival versus somebody who has a good chance of surviving.
Yes, I've heard that they're pulling it back. Did we talk about this? I don't know if I remember chatting about it with you here or not. But the federal government is now actually pulling it back from people who were actually using it for other things. So,
you mean
rheumatoid? Not the Z-Packs. There's plenty of those, but the
hydroxychloroquine is also used for lupus. And
yeah, and so they're pulling it back from people with rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. Yes, there's a lady who has a very strange lupus, like a very rare condition type of lupus, that was the one that actually brought this to my attention, who said she got a letter basically from the government saying, thank you for making this donation at this time. We are not going to be able to fill your prescription because it's being sent to the Federal Reserve, because they're trying to collect all the resources so that they can deploy it.
That happened to my sister-in-law's her brother's girlfriend has lupus, and they're in Bethesda, Maryland, and that happened to her, too. She was concerned that it might happen, and then I don't know if she got that same letter, but her doctor basically said, I can't write this prescription for you right now. Mm-hmm. It's not great.
Now, is there a need to issue a quarantine in some of these areas, New York, Los Angeles?
In self-isolation. Yeah. I mean, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. I think the Governor Cuomo, when he heard about...
How would you legally enforce it anyway?
Well, he said that. And, was the former attorney general, so he always kind of goes right to what's legally enforceable. Yeah. And he
I'm not sure about this. About the domestic travel. I mean, if you want to limit people coming out of New York, I mean, one of the best ways to do that would be to put a limit on domestic travel. I don't know who's traveling right now that is non-essential.
I have to go to New York to a farm. I had to buy a small piece of equipment over the weekend for the farm, and I have to go get it.
But you're not going to fly there.
No, I'm going to get in my truck. I'm going to drive out to the farm. I'm going to put on my truck, and I'm coming back again.
Right.
Well, the problem, though, is that people in New York, going back, I didn't get to answer this question, Doug. You asked about New York and are people taking it seriously. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, people in Manhattan took this very seriously very quickly. The outer boroughs were a huge problem. My husband's family lives in Queens. They're used to getting in their cars and driving around. It's very much like a suburb. It does not feel like New York City, and so they didn't change their lifestyle at all. They went out to bars and restaurants up until a week before his grandmother got symptoms and passed away. They didn't take it seriously. In Brooklyn, they're starting to take it more seriously. In the Bronx and Yonkers, Staten Island, people are still moving around more. It's not the self-isolation and the non-essential working orders that have come out. That has helped slow the curve. In New York now, cases are doubling every 6 days, where they were doubling every 2 days. So it is working. But unfortunately, people just didn't take it seriously fast enough. And, we already have a death in our family. And everyone we know is going to have someone that they know who is going to die from this. And unfortunately, like Governor Cuomo's been saying, this virus goes after the vulnerable. So we have to stay in and stay home and not be selfish. And it's for our loved ones. And it's just a simple message. And I don't know why people don't get it.
Well, because there's a thing about age, I think, that falls into this a little bit, but not as much. The younger generations always have been a little more selfish than the older generations for whatever the reason. The number of increases, if you will, across the Midwest where this program is heard, this is virtually the makeup of this program, the small and medium-sized markets in the Midwest, the Southeast, Southwest. That's where a large percentage of the operation. By the way, the audience to all of our listening, whether it be to the radio program or the podcast, has virtually doubled in the past 2.5 weeks. Everybody wants info. They want to know what's going on, what to expect, and how they can be helped. And so that's what we continue to do. And I give this bit of suggestion because, it does help for a lot of different reasons. This is universal, although at this time, there is good reason to even be thinking about your health more and more and more, and to get your weight to optimum. That's what the message is from Calitrin, the national weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, that is drug-free. They have the best way for you to lose weight and to keep it off. Toploss.com is the website to go to. Use the code DJV. You can buy 3 or more and get twice as many. So if you buy 3, you get 6. Buy 4, you get 8. Stay on the program for at least 6 months. That's the key, because the main ingredient is Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen protein. And that, you'd sort of jumpstart its reworking into your system by being on it for 4 or 5 months. It's a health supplement, lots of benefits, losing the weight, keeping it off, be at your best. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and buy as much as you want and get twice as much back. Free shipping as well. That's toploss.com, code DJV. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yes, I'm thankful for the Lord above, the gift of His unending love, the promise kept that there is something more. These are the things I'm thankful for.
For our children, hear this prayer. Let love surround them everywhere.
That sounds like James Taylor instead of Garth Brooks.
I was going to say that.
It's because the Garth Brooks part. It's because the Garth Brooks part already played, and James Taylor is actually on this song with him.
All right, there's a lot of. I saw Garth Brooks last night. There was some special show about him. I'm forgetting what it was because I didn't stay with it very long. Anyway, the story here musically at 24 after the hour on the DJV program is that Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood are teaming up for a live concert that will be broadcast on CBS. It's a primetime special called Garth and Trish Live. It'll find the couple who are married performing an intimate concert together from their home recording studio known as Studio G. Duh. Studio Garth. Get it, boys and girls? Studio G.
Why is that not Studio T?
Well, it should be Studio G and T. Exactly. Garth and Trisha Live will be on the air on Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time on CBS. We're seeing how big things can be when we do them all as one, Brooks and Yearwood said in a statement. In addition to this special, we and CBS are donating $1 million to charities to be determined combating the virus. CBS describes Garth and Trisha Live as an intimate concert for viewers looking for the comfort and shared joy of music during this time. We were talking off the air about whether anybody saw the Elton John, etc. Show at 8 o'clock on Fox last night. I did not. I didn't get home until after that. I'm sure that it had an impact. I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed listening to it. There's going to be a lot of this sort of thing. I was kind of interested in what, I think you guys said this on Friday. What was it, you who was talking about it, or somebody else said it? I wonder what Mariah Carey's house looked like. Is that who said that to you?
I didn't say that.
I don't think that was us, but I do wonder what it looks like, sure.
Yeah, right. Well, everybody's house, in a manner of speaking. And you get this stuff. But what it does is bring into focus what these people can do technically. It's very expensive to do it because you got to have all this equipment in everybody's house. but it gets the job done. This is the same way we've been broadcasting this program for the 30-some-odd years that it's been on the air. And I'm proud to say that I pioneered it in terms of radio, and now everybody's doing it because they have to.
Well, they're kind of shooting on iPhones. It's very budget, actually.
Yeah. Well,
so, we'll see what it looks like. I haven't seen
it yet. Stars doing it on iPhone?
Yeah, like, Billie Eilish did it from her house. And because they want to minimize. They can't have crew going in and out of their houses right now.
Right. They use Zoom, so probably. Zoom's pretty easy to use for stuff like that. Yeah. All right, next up here, excuse me, story of Jan Howard, country singer, songwriter, longtime member of the Grand Ole Opry. He died over the weekend at the age of 91. Ms. Howard, whose real name is Lula Grace Johnson, began her career in music by singing on demos written by her then-husband Harlan Howard. They were recorded by Kitty Wells recorded some of the stuff, Charlie Walker. She had her first country hit with The One You Slip Around With. It goes back, that's what this is, 1960. This is so typical of that sound, and the best country sound, this stuff. It just is, for me, as I started the first job I ever had commercially run radio, was doing a radio program with the country singers that sounded like this. Other notable singles in her career, which made the Hot Country song list, included Evil on Your Mind. Yeah, crank this up there. This is the first one I ever played.
Every thoughtful of you, dear, I'm really touched by all this tenderness.
This is 66.
But as women,
Bad Seed, another song from 66. A song called My Son in 68, which was written for one of her sons who was killed after having gone to Vietnam. This was before he was killed. The song came out before he was killed. She had Grammy nominations for both Evil on Your Mind and My Son. She also recorded several songs as Bill Anderson's duet partner, such as their hit in 67 For Loving You, joined him on tour and on his syndicated television show. This is a good song, too. I remember this song. Bill Anderson's quite a talent. I always was fond of him. There it is. Jan Howard passing at 91, 29 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit Dr.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get used to social distancing because President Trump now says more time will be needed for the nation to deal with the coronavirus. The president had earlier said he was hoping to have the country open for business again by Easter, which is April 12th. Now he says he's extending his social distancing guidelines to at least April 30th. Speaking at yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Trump said he believes the nation will now rebound by early June. Jonesboro, Arkansas, cleaning up after Saturday's tornadoes. Small businesses there are already eligible for disaster loans and assistance set up for coronavirus 19. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We're dealing with a tornado disaster and recovery, but at the same time, we can't forget that we're going through a virus disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's get another fix on what's going on this Monday, March the 30th on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls as usual. Everything is usual for us, but I, for one, talking to some of the people on the farm working on animal stuff and equipment stuff, we were talking about how the fact is we've never really seen anything in our life that has been as disruptive as this is. I think we can say that for pretty much all of us, frankly, no matter where you are. And there's no model to study. There's nothing that replicates the complexity of the chaos, because you have the news media, you have people in travel. It was, you know, people compare it somewhat to what happened in 1918, but it's...
Yeah, and it's so much more contagious than the regular flu, because Dr. Fauci over the weekend said that this is at least 10 times more contagious than the regular flu, and that's what makes it so dangerous. Like, we obviously in, you know, if you're over 50, then, you know, you certainly lived through the AIDS epidemic, and but that was... Yeah. You know, I mean, that you didn't just catch that from walking in a store, even though people thought you could at the time, and there was so much misinformation. Essentially, Dr. Fauci basically co-discovered with a French scientist, co-discovered the AIDS virus, so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to infectious diseases.
I think he knows what he's talking about, period, when it comes to this stuff. Yeah. So the FDA has approved a sort of rapid test that can be used within 5 minutes. You'll know whether you have it or not. I wonder how many, who's going to be
really
entitled
important.
To this.
So important.
Abbott, yep. Abbott Industries, they're the Abbott Pharmaceuticals. It's now called COVID-19 ID. Now COVID-19 provides positive results.
I'm so proud of our country. I know that sounds very Pollyanna-ish in this moment, but like the amount of progress that we've made in a short amount of time as far as testing and trying to figure out, one of the other big announcements is that you can use, yesterday at the press briefing, was that you can use plasma. And we've heard this a little bit, started
blood
to
plasma.
Percolate. Last week, but after someone beats it, if they donate blood, their blood is rich with antibodies, and they can be used to treat other patients. So
working on figuring out if they can do that, but that
right.
is the goal. That's certainly
But the advancements, the just, I mean, think about it. I know it feels like a really long month, but this has been a reality for us for just about 2 weeks and maybe 15 days. That's huge. That's a huge piece of advancement, I think,
yep.
moving forward.
And the sort of thing that I want to spend our time talking about to give people hope. I'm pretty...
Right.
This is our finest hour, actually. When I look back over the years this program has been
really
on the
is.
Air and things that we've talked about, things that we've used informationally, how we've helped people, all of you. Well, Jennifer's been around 15 years, Victoria 4 or 5, Kara about the same. And the fact that I've had a lot of different incarnations of this program. This is the one that's been, this is the best as far as I'm concerned. And I say that not because the ladies are here, but just because it is.
But this story has so many silver linings that I just don't even think we see, because we're all forced on who died. You know, it's like the scorecard, like who died, who has it.
That's nonsense.
But if you think about how our country, I know there's some examples where people are just idiots, but if you think about how our country has really joined together in something unprecedented like this, no one wants to see their way of life go away. But I think we've done...
But
pretty
some
good
of
job.
It is going to go away.
And,
I think
you know,
some of the, we need to get rid of some of the things in our life that needs to be sort of flushed away.
Right. I mean, sometimes this is kind of like a fire and the rebirth after a fire in some ways,
yeah.
right, where we kind of refocus
Phoenix
a little bit.
Phoenix from the ashes, yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking over the weekend about people and politics, because I was looking at social media and I was seeing people talk negatively about the president. And I was seeing people on my side of the aisle talk negatively about Andrew Cuomo or about, you know. And I was just wandering around my house, you know, obviously like everybody was doing, kind of cleaning things up. And I thought to myself, you know what, how silly that we're demanding perfection. Well, and also we're demanding perfection. Everybody's kind of doing the best that they can right now. This is not like a Democrat-Republican thing. Everybody is making mistakes and everybody is trying their best. And so that's all we can ask from our leaders. I think I give props to Cuomo. I give props to Trump. I give props to my governor, Newsom, that they're actually out there every single day, whether you like
that's
what they're
job.
Saying or not. But they're
that's
out there every single day and they're answering questions and they're being
that's
visible.
Be doing.
And
yep.
that's what they should be doing. And that's, I think, you know, I don't know. It just,
and I think you're right about the silver lining part. And I know I've been watching Governor Cuomo's updates every day, and he always likes to end on something to give people hope. And I think that's why people are clinging to those broadcasts now, because even though you get a lot of grim information, you still feel better at the end of it. And that's what I think leadership is. And so the downside of having New York be the first and hardest hit state is terrible, because for me personally, I will probably have a lot of people affected. But the upside to it is that the model that New York has so quickly discovered, and the way that they're planning this, Dr. Birx said it's amazing how quickly New York has really pulled together, and 5 separate hospitals, one in each borough, and off-site hospitals are already under construction. The Javits Center looks like a hospital now. It's amazing. In 1 week, the Army Corps of Engineers did it. And so other states will now follow that model. New Jersey's already started. And so there is a silver lining there. It's horrible that New York got hit so fast and so hard. But as other states start to have an impact, at least we have a little bit of a roadmap now. And so I'm grateful to everyone in New York who is playing their part, because it will ultimately help the rest of the country.
The numbers in Italy, by the way, have exceeded 10,000. They haven't learned as fast as they might have, but they don't have the kind of infrastructure that we do
their
here.
Their health care is also lacking
fast.
Compared to what we have.
Yeah. So here's Mark Zuckerberg joining. He and his wife joined Bill and Melinda Gates, another $25 million onto the research tab for coronavirus treatments. The initiative is called the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. It's going to the Gates Foundation to fight the coronavirus, the therapeutics that are necessary. Their goal is to fund a group, find a group to fund all of this stuff to get the drugs that are necessary. They know kind of what the drugs are. They've got to get some of it. They've got to make sure that there's enough money to make sure that there is enough for everybody should it be needed for more people. And certainly as the numbers change, it is going to be different. It is.
Well, their approach is also, I think, very smart because they're not trying new drugs. This initiative is to take existing drugs on the market and see what can be effective against COVID-19. So that way, if you do come up with a combination, they're already cleared by the FDA. We already know they're safe, and then they can start getting into people's systems right away. So that's, it's wonderful to do the antibody thing because that could be a total game changer, but it might take a lot longer. And so working with drugs that we already know work, there's even some talk about some of the HIV cocktail that's been in circulation for 30 years now. Mm-hmm. They apparently, anecdotally, that also has, because it's an antiviral, it's a very strong antiviral, that might even have some impact on COVID. So there are existing treatments, and I think that Zuckerberg and Gates together are a powerful team, and I wish them all of the success. I hope it works.
All right, so today, appropriately, March 30th, is deemed Doctors' Day, which has been an annual observance aimed at appreciating doctors who help save lives. Holidays first gone back to a town in Georgia in 1933. Since then, it's been honored every year on March 30th, which was the first anniversary of a doctor using either anesthesia, ether, or is an anesthesia, not either. I was thinking either anesthesia or, but no, anesthesia. Ether was the first. Now they have, what do they use? Drugs as some kind of a cocktail. That's a strange use of the word, isn't it? The drug cocktail. I think of cocktails as
When you cocktail anything, it just means you're combining things together.
Got it. Yeah, I know. Anyway, the doctor who started all this was Crawford Long. Today, again, underscoring what's going on, we continue to celebrate medical advances and thank doctors everywhere who have spent so much time and energy mastering their field of expertise. And that certainly is something a lot of doctors have changed a lot of their practices. We're hearing those stories every day from our own doctors, Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, the telemedicine things. Both Ken told me last night it was 10 o'clock. He was on he was on Zoom with a patient, and that's the new normal, a new world order of medicine. And so Doctors' Day is a time for us to appreciate those people and certainly not take them for granted. In sports related news, 2-time All-Star point guard Stephon Marbury says he's going to work with a supplier in China to get 10 million. N95 masks delivered to New York. And why is he going to China for that?
He lives there now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, why? He lives in Beijing. I don't know why. I don't know him. I don't know him. No, he's from Brooklyn. Most NBA stars, when they no longer can play here, they play in the Chinese leagues. It's huge in China and
right,
the NBA.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like baseball is huge in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. He says he's reached out to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams to help facilitate the purchase. He says, at the end of the day, I'm from Brooklyn. This is something that is close and dear to my heart as far as being able to help New York. But that makes sense if he's playing basketball over there. That's why he's there. All right, so we have that. I'm wondering out loud, for those of you who have bills that are due the first of the month, most of our mortgages, car payments, things are built around, or bills in general, built around the first of the month. And I wonder, I'm going to start sort of, and I hope we'll come up with some ideas, suggestions. I can tell you right now, some of the banks, I was talking to a friend of mine who owns a store, and his bank called him on Friday and said, we want you to know we're going to not require any payments from you for the next 3 months. We will tack the 3 months on to the end of your mortgage. And he thought that was fabulous because his business is soft. And the banks who are smart are going to be doing this. They should be sending a car payments, whatever it is. If they're smart, they're going to underscore, if they're smart, they're going to do that. harder for landlords to do that when it comes to the rent, but maybe there's some way that that can be done because a lot of people won't be able to pay their rent. And he wouldn't be able to pay their mortgage or their car payment.
If the landlords get, if they get some relief from the mortgage, then they're, I know at least in New York and New Jersey where rent is very high, they are expecting that landlords will do the right thing and pass that on to the renter. If you've lost your job and you're a renter, but the mortgage gets relieved, then, you know, you should pass that forward to the renter.
Well, a lot of people are not going to get the money, no matter what the amount is, for a couple of weeks yet.
Yeah.
And so if you were living paycheck to paycheck and you don't have money to pay the rent, then you know, there should be some understanding there, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
See,
I know you can't get evicted, but I don't know if there's a rent. In New York, there's a rent freeze now for April 1st. So if you can't pay your rent, then you cannot be evicted for 90 days.
But see, then I don't know about that freeze, because then at the end of 90 days, then you're, because the same thing is happening in L.A. too. At the end of 90 days, are you handed a bill that's
I don't
huge,
know.
And then you're in trouble?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work in the details there, but.
The devil is in the details. All right.
Yeah.
Television news, Law and Order, SVU. One of the members of the staff has passed away because of the virus. Mariska Hargitay, who's the star of Law & Order SVU, says the fellow in question, Josh Wallwork, was costume designer, 45 years old. She said, "We're heartbroken. I don't think I ever saw him without a smile on his face. He brought love and kindness everywhere he went, always ready with the jokes. The corridors here will never be the same. We will miss you, Josh." He worked as a costume designer on Madam Secretary, on Bull, on The Get Down. A lot of these people go from show to show to show, and they become pretty well known if they're good at what they do. So there's a toll taken from the television world. So what do we have that's special about the virus or just regular stuff on tonight, Jennifer?
There are a couple of things tonight that are special. The hashtag Kids Together Nickelodeon Town Hall is going to be hosted by Kristen Bell. And this is going to be specifically for kids, talking about the coronavirus pandemic. They'll have the California Surgeon General Nadine Harris, who I've actually interviewed before, really good, and former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murphy, along with Cal Mitchell, Kenan Thompson, Russell and Sierra Wilson. That'll all be on Nickelodeon tonight at 8 p.m. for the kids. If you need a laugh, James Corden is doing Home Fest. It's the Late Late Show special. He's going to chat with celebrities from the safety of their home. They'll include musical performances from BTS in South Korea, Andrea Bocelli in Italy, Dua Lipa in London, and Billie Eilish with Phineas and John Legend in Los Angeles. You could check that out at 10 p.m. on CBS. Also, some regular old TV tonight. Almost Paradise is on WGN tonight at 7 p.m. A brand new series there. The Voice, the battle rounds continue. The coaches are enlisting the help of Dua Lipa. He's very busy. And Jonas Brothers, along with Bebe Rexha, to prepare the artist at 8 p.m. on NBC, Whose Line Is It Anyway is new tonight on the CW. And American Idol, the Hawaii Showcase, ends at 8 p.m. tonight on ABC.
A CBS reporter named Maria Mercader, I believe, is I saw her picture and I recognized her face. Been at CBS News. She was the first person actually to deliver the story of the virus to viewers around the world. Died of the virus over the weekend at 54. So she'd been on leave for a couple of weeks for something else. Apparently caught this. She has had cancer for a couple of years and anyway, it's another face to associate with the death toll as we proceed here. Forward, onward. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour for this Monday. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to get us focused on what we're doing in our government using mobile and location data to study the virus. How's that working, Victoria?
Well, they just started doing it. So U.S. government officials are now using cell phone location data from the mobile ad industry. Now, this is different from information coming to them from your carrier. This is not coming from your mobile carrier. This is coming from the advertising industry. And so they're using this to track Americans' movements during the coronavirus outbreak. So the CDC, along with state and local governments, have received cell phone data about people in areas of geographic interest. And this is according to the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. The goal is to create a government portal with geolocation information for 500 cities across the country to basically see if people are staying at home and if they're complying with stay-at-home orders. Now, one example of how this anonymous data was reportedly used, researchers discovered large numbers of people were gathering in a New York City park. They notified the local authorities. The authorities then drove in and busted up the group. That's essentially what they're trying to do. They want to basically see, is everyone on the beach? If you're in California, is everyone on the boardwalk? If you're on the Jersey Shore, they can tell by where these ads are appearing. And so it's obviously it does raise some privacy issues. But at this point, where it's still very minimum compared to what other countries are doing, like, if, for example, in the European Union, they're actually sharing data with health authorities in Italy, Germany, and Austria, and they're sharing details not about specific patients, but overall. They're tracking the citizens' movements. In Israel, they're probably the strictest with it. They're using cell phone location data to track the virus through individual phones. So they can get it down to each person. Where are they going? Are they going too far away from their home? I know in Ireland they now have a 2 kilometer ban. You cannot be more than 2 kilometers away from your home at any one time, and that's about 1.3 miles. So in China, they've been tracking this as well. They send their information to law enforcement officials. Taiwan has an electric fence, which is very strict, and that allows authorities to know exactly if a quarantined person has moved too far away from their home. South Korea using a similar thing. They have cell phone location data to create a public map of the coronavirus patients, and then they track where they may have been exposed. In Israel, they're trying to backdate it, so they're trying to trace back to patient zero. So I think a lot of countries, essentially, we're going to end up sharing a lot of this data that we're finding out about people's movements. In New York and New Jersey, it's especially important right now because it's where New Jersey is such a heavily commuting state into New York, into Manhattan for work. So tracking people who are going back and forth, I think, and then maybe where where there are outbreaks, it's useful, and I think it's important.
Apple launching a new site to help users screen themselves for the virus.
The Geek Out. Last week, we told you about Google's website of links and info about the coronavirus, and now Apple has launched its own site and app that includes the ability for users to screen themselves for the symptoms and then get guidance on what to do based on the findings. It's also filled with resources and FAQs. Apple has also made their Pro Audio and Video software, Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro, free to use on a 90-day trial basis. Now, a 3-month run is a really good opportunity to teach oneself these two industry standards in the audio and video editing space before you have to spend the $300 and $200 respective prices. You can download both now via the Apple App Store.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports. Perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3, WMA players, and like models.
All right, let's get back to a focus on technology. Time to get into birding, it looks like, Victoria.
People are. People are really into this now. This is kind of a fun thing to do. Look, no one likes being trapped at home. No one is enjoying what's going on right now. But, you know, you can get outside and use this time to maybe bond with nature a little bit. And birding is something that the National Audubon Society says is really on the rise. They said that you can get the joy of being outside and appreciating the most prolific wildlife on the planet, and the sense at this moment that life is out there feels a little bit like hope. And so people, as you take your walk around your neighborhood, it's a fun time to start listening to the birds. You can certainly hear them singing right now. And the Audubon Society said that they had 115,000 people go on a Facebook Live feed to hear birds chirping and water running last week. So over the next few weeks, they say the birds that you'll see will likely change as they migrate through the spring. But the Audubon Society has a free app that shows the birds in your area and even plays bird calls. So you can take your kids out and they can learn about the birds.
All right. The birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees. Moon up above, a thing called love. 59 past.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.